producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Radio Network. We are on the march. The empire is on the run. We've been running that intro, the intro you're listening to right now, since about 1998. We are on the march. The empire is on the run. What is the empire? The empire of lies, the empire of fraud, the empire of cheating, the empire of deceit and globalist manipulation, the empire of government through conquest, culture through conquest and thuggish, brutal oppression versus government of and by the people, government of Renaissance, government of openness. It is the great paradox. But sometimes I hear that promo, that intro, and I think, yes, we are on the march. The empire is on the run. Other times I look at all the tyranny expanding like a metastasizing cancer, and I say to myself, humanity is falling, goodness is collapsing, evil, the empire. The globalist invisible hand, the invisible empire, is coming out in the open, and it is on the march. The truth is, evil is always on the march, and good is always on the march. And there are those competing forces in the world, and there are many other variants and forces in the world. The globalists are not in control. They don't have total control. They're lusting after a technocratic, panopticonic, global, dehumanizing, computerized, omnipresent, counterfeit, godlike system. The Pentagon calls it the mind of God, these computers they're building, to attempt total control. But if they themselves are fallen creatures, how could they ever even imagine that they could harness or control such a force? I've got to cover the news today, and I say that so many times when we start a broadcast, but it's absolutely got to be covered this evening. There is so much to go over. Just huge news on every front. Look at these headlines. West poised to join forces with Assad. The Washington Post says, was Putin right, saying the West was aiding Al-Qaeda? What does that mean? What do these headlines signify? Meanwhile, Libya is completely falling to Al-Qaeda right now. The east of the country had already been under control for 4 years, even before Gaddafi fell. They are murdering every Christian and every Muslim and every black person they get their hands on. You'll hear no coverage of it. But the headline in Bloomberg is, why, Libya's a failed state now. Oh, it's like shoving an old woman at the mall down an escalator, just hitting her in the back of the head, watching her tumble down and break her neck and going, someone call an ambulance. She broke her neck. In front of everybody, just punch her right in the back of the head or hit her with a blackjack or a baseball bat right square in the head. And she goes tumbling down and granny tries to get up. Oh, bam, start breaking her legs. She got hurt. But the public can't find Libya, right between Egypt and Tunisia, with both eyeballs on a map, even when it's named. Foreign media comes to the U.S. and makes fun of us and shows people world maps, and they can't even find Australia or England on it. But let me tell you, they can watch ESPN with all the college football coaches coming in for their big rundown, sit around drinking six packs of beer, feeling real manly. We're going to go to break. And when we come back, I'm going to launch into all the big news. From Ferguson to the Democrats saying if we don't legalize illegals, they'll become terrorists, to the earthquake that hit San Francisco and other areas, a 6.0, and many experts believe it's the harbinger of bigger ones to come. I began to get into...
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Think NORAD has declared DEFCON 3 scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
Calm down.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir. We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends and friends, the only winning move is not to fail.
We are live on this Sunday, the 24th day of August, 2014. Worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're also here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time as well with the weekday syndicated broadcast. And we have the InfoWars Nightly News with our great team of reporters and researchers and investigative journalists, 7 o'clock Central weeknights. You can find details at InfoWarsNews.com. Let me just do this. Let me just give you the headlines that I have here in the stack that we're going to be covering in the first hour, open phones in the second. Merkel, that's the Chancellor of Germany, jets into Kiev, that's the capital, if you're a new listener, or a public school educated person like myself, of Ukraine, as tensions soar over Ukraine. China hosts largest military drill with Russia. As China basically threatens the United States to have its jets back off its coastline. That's in Bloomberg. Continuing, Iran is unveiling new missiles and drones. Libyan Islamists seize Tripoli Airport as parliament duel set to unfold as al-Qaeda prepares to take full control of Libya. Our government removed Gaddafi, who worked with the West for 8 years, turned over all his weapons and apologized, set him up, turned al-Qaeda loose. They are 10 times worse. This is a destabilization program. We're going to continue with analysis of that, but there's the headline. New fear. What happens in Ferguson if there's no charges? Associated Press, as evidence mounts that the police officer was attacked and had his rotary bone around his eye broken, and as eyewitness videos emerge with people reporting that just that had happened and that the officer's story is true. Then I ask the question, why in the world is there no dash cam video? A, but they turned it off. B, why aren't the police parading out all these witnesses that shot cell phone video minutes after it happened? Local residents that are black talking about what happened, all confirming what the officer said. Really stirring things up. Obama is stirring things up, saying police that are militarizing with few checks, he's launching an investigation of the militarization of police. That is really rich, my friends. That's from the Hill newspaper, because it's the federal government that has been giving the training, the grants, the uniforms, the armored vehicles, just all of it. While the globalists, through the federal government, destabilize the country, force people on welfare, basically, by deindustrialization, open the borders up. Rand Corporation, 20 years ago, wrote about the destabilization plan for the U.S. The answer would be the National Stabilization Force, first published in 1997. I covered it on local radio and on Access Television. I was a weirdo. You know, I read government documents and things that were public. I go down to the UT Law Library and get the hard copies of it. And I would show people the plan to collapse America and bring in an authoritarian state in the name of stopping the collapse. See, because the collapse is coming. Oh, now we need the armored vehicles. We need the militarized police. Been warning people for a long time as I fought it. Because they're going to collapse the system, and then the militarized police will stabilize things. Of course, in the next phase, they'll send in feds to take over talk radio, the internet, free speech, and arrest the political opposition of the next socialist, communist total takeover. This is not my opinion. I've told you everything that's coming up until this point. So we're trying to checkmate them to wake up the police and military so they see the larger plan, and the state legislatures, and people that aren't total criminals in Congress, to see the game plan, decompartmentalize it, and reverse the whole program. You can watch films I made in the year 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, where I detail this total takeover plan. And no, I didn't come up with this on my own. I was told this by major police chiefs. I was told this by the head of emergency management in Kingsville, Texas. I was told this basically by the San Antonio police chief. I was told this by a lot of government sources because I was willing to go on air and talk about it. Because they were all approached to be paid off by Homeland Security before it even existed publicly under Clinton. So this program was already set up under Clinton. Jimmy Carter set it up. Reagan let it go for a while, but Clinton really set it up officially. The continuity of government, COG, NORTHCOM program. Then 9/11 comes, and then it's about terrorists, so it's okay. That's the public rollout of it. Then Obama gets back in, the Democrats get back in, the Clintons get their third term through Obama, basically. And, oh my gosh, we're going to use Homeland Security on the Tea Party, veterans and gun owners, when it was always set up for that from the beginning. And I told you all of that was coming. On the day of 9/11, when it happened, I said, you watch, in a decade or so, this will be used against the general public. If you're not a criminal, if you're a moral person, they don't like you because you stand in the way of their takeover. And that means taking your pension funds. It means taking your bank accounts. It means bail-ins, as they call them. They've already done this in over 100 other countries the last 60 years or so. And the average person at NORTHCOM is a good man or woman. The average cop's a good person. The average FBI person is not bad. They're compartmentalized, folks, and they're being rolled out on legitimate missions, while in the background, the training accelerates for the criminal, tyrannical missions. But see, after collapse, after the terrorists, after ISIS smuggles a nuke into the U.S. and detonates it, and why it'll be tied to the Tea Party, that's already in the Army War College training, that the Tea Party will merge with Al-Qaeda and attack America. Again, that's like saying that Superman will join forces with Lex Luthor, or that Spider-Man will join forces with the Green Goblin. Doesn't matter if it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to have our government fund Al-Qaeda to attack Assad 3 years ago. and try to bomb Assad so he couldn't defeat him. It doesn't make sense to give him 15,000 Stinger missiles. That's mainstream news now that they were given those missiles in Benghazi. And we told you they'd start targeting the West. That'd be the next new wave of why they need tanks on the streets and checkpoints is for ISIS or IS or all the new names of Al-Qaeda. And they'll probably let IS in. They'll attack. And then the Homeland Security apparatus will be for your political speech. It'll be to shut you up. It'll be to make sure you go along with your pension fund being taken. Not for IS. That's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. How many times do you have to hear me predict everything that will happen before it happens? How many times do you have to be told exactly how the world works before you listen to me and stop it? I'm talking to legislatures. I'm talking to governors right now. I'm talking to all of you that are listening. The military. 2 + 2 = 4. I know under Common Core they teach you 2 + 2 = 5. And I'm a conspiracy theorist because I say the government's lying. It equals 4. Now you can choose reality, the republic, freedom, or the delusion of CNN and MSNBC. We're going to break it all down.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO or organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's Man Cow for you.
Here it is, GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I was looking at a photograph on Infowars.com from Obama a few months ago, meeting with world leaders at the G7 with Merkel and others. And it just struck me, something I already knew, but the image told 1,000 words, that whether it's the leader of France, the leader of England, or the leader of Germany, or the leader of the Netherlands, or the leader of the United States, or Canada, or South Africa, when you go look at who finances the campaigns and who owns the media in those countries and who is writing the agendas, it's a handful of megabanks that own the defense contractor companies and, of course, the insurance companies. And that's why they have the same government policies in England that we have in the U.S., that you have in Australia. It is all developed, rolled out, and deployed. And it's done incrementally to make it all sound reasonable. But what you see is a radical transformation of society to a totalitarian system. And that's what William Binney, number 4 at the NSA, highest level whistleblower ever, said a few months ago to The Guardian and a few weeks ago on this radio show. That the NSA is targeted to control political dissent and to bring in totalitarianism or total control. People say, hey, I want to play fantasy football and get drunk. I don't care. Do you want to know what the total control is? It's like people that say, I don't care if the government spies on me. I have nothing to hide. Really, why do you have blinds on your windows? Why do you lock your door? Because you may not have anything to hide, but your instinct is seal the front of the cave at night. Because the neighboring village might do a night raid on you and kill you and haul your women and children off. Or a big cave bear might come in and eat you and your family. Or wolves might come in. Or in modern days, the government in black uniforms might drag you away, because that's what every government ends up doing when it's allowed to do what it wants. Because the worst of the worst end up getting in, because the public stands down and evil people crave control, basic psychology. And they get control, and their worst dreams that are our nightmares come true. Ted Bundy had dreams. They're nightmares to us. Hitler had dreams. They're nightmares to us. Stalin had dreams. We call them nightmares. Jeffrey Dahmer had dreams. We call them nightmares. See, people say, hey, what do I have to hide? I'm going to post where I live and what I own and when I go on vacation on Facebook. And you get robbed. Oh, I don't care if my personal data is out there. I mean, let these corporations and government share it, let it get stolen. Because, you know, what do I have to hide? That's like leaving your hotel room open if you're visiting the Bahamas. You will be robbed. But that's the spirit of our age. Be a schmuck. Be gullible. It's honored to be mindless and to not know anything and to not care and just to want to be robbed. And people that are informed and know the names of countries and laws. I mean, those are weirdos. I'll get into the news, but I was watching ESPN today when I was on the elliptical at the gym with the sound off, but I was reading the text on the closed captioning. And it was all these college football coaches in their different sports jackets and team jerseys. So deadly serious, putting off the mannerisms of a male war chief who will lead the tribe to happy hunting grounds and success. and debating and arguing what would come up in the new year and how the games should work and how the bowls should work. And oh, my gosh, it was so serious. Male soap opera. Why do you think the Romans and others developed games that they said so the public would mindlessly only care about games and remain children while the adults, the elite, ran the world and made the decisions? They live, we sleep, would be one allegory used by John Carpenter in They Live, or parable. So it isn't that I don't get a football or baseball game. Oh, believe me, I get it. I mean, you're looking at somebody who, you know, grew up in Dallas, Texas, who's got Dallas Cowboy games. Give me a break, folks. I played football. It's that it is deployed sickeningly to control the public and interlaced with anti-gun, pro-Obamacare, just garbage and beer commercials and just all of it. Just admit you're being manipulated. Just admit you're being preyed on. And then from that, you can make the decision on whether you want to be conscious, whether you want to be involved, whether you want to build a better world, or you want to be a thug. Because football and baseball, when you look at the spectrum of propaganda, at least it's human competition, it's athleticism, there's something good there. Compared to gangster rap and Suge Knight getting shot and MTV in the mid-90s, on record, I've talked to former MTV executives, rock stars, multiple top hip-hop people off record, some of them on record. KRS-One, one of the founders of hip-hop, Professor Griff, you name it, and Professor Griff's gone on record. They come to people and they say, you're going to promote cop killer stuff, you're going to promote gangster drug dealing culture, your stuff's not going to get played on MTV or the radio. And when you say, no, I won't do that, you don't get played. Now, why would they do that? You get everybody to dress up like thugs, have a thug culture, have your pants hanging down around your ankles, go out, and the cops see you, and they know you're listening to cop killer music. What does that do? It primes you immediately to wear an enemy uniform and to be inducted directly into the private prisons that write the state laws that if you want to get our funding, you got to build more prisons. And talk about mind control, they have turned the whole world into thug culture. Because, see, American culture, Steve McQueen, John Wayne, that was the bait for the world. The world adopted American culture by the 50s. The globalists were masters. Edward Bernays wrote about this. The bait, the tasty worm, was John Wayne didn't know, God love him. And Steve McQueen didn't know, and all them, and the rest of them. But then once the public was hooked on it, the whole world, hey, guess what? We're going to give you Satan worship music, and we're going to give you kill cops, run around and sling drugs, and have big grills on your teeth so you stand out like an idiot so you can get killed or on drugs or put in a giant FEMA camp, and you elect to dress up in the uniform of someone that trained attack dog police with military training are coming after you to put you in a dungeon. And you let your kid dress up in stupid hip-hop gangster punk outfit, people that bend over, you know, in prison, meaning you're the male that plays the part of a female, and the youth wear that saying, I'm ready, I'm inducted as a punk to be gang-raped and given HIV in prison. The globalists, total genius masters. You pay money to go be part of it. You're inducted straight in to be given HIV. And the cops don't even know it. All they know is these people want to kill us. My God, they're running around robbing, stealing, burning things down. Get ready. They're killing cops. All right, and you see how they play the whole thing off. Whole thing like genius. Just like they advertise for Al-Qaeda being the coolest thing in the world in the media in the Middle East. And all the young Muslims go join it. They're working for the globalists. The CIA going out. I'm going to explain it all when we come back. Stay with us.
This hour of GCN brought to you by LeCig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquids, e-cig refills, car chargers, and starter kits. Kick some ash with LeCig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LeCig.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are.
But what you may not realize
is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I jumped the gun, as I often do. I'm going to spend a little bit of time next hour talking about Suge Knight shot at Sunset Strip Club during Chris Brown party. Two others hit. And, of course, he was there when many of the people he brought into gangster hip-hop were also shot and killed. Biggie, Tupac. I mean, I barely even follow this stuff, but I'm aware of what's going on. I just have been contacted over the years by some of the most famous founders of hip-hop out there. The folks with Public Enemy. We've interviewed quite a few of them. Professor Griff and others. Of course, the KRS-One and others. But then I separately, with high-level, multiple high-level household name rock stars who were in MTV in the mid-90s and early 90s, from their perspective, they were being told, sorry, we don't care if you're number one or number two. We're going to promote death rap, basically. That's the orders coming down from the government. So just like the CIA and the globalists found Al-Qaeda to further radicalize Muslims and then build systems to destroy them while taking Americans' liberties, the system literally, what was declassified last year that I've been told by experts for decades? That the CIA promoted the downfall of culture and morals and the exportation of meaningless, ugly art so that people couldn't differentiate what was beautiful classically from what was ugly. That's why you have government funding, $300,000 for a photo of a crucifix in a brandy glass of urine. The famous Piss Christ. I don't say that to be vulgar. I'm just documenting it here. Sure, you want to go do that. That's your First Amendment. I don't have to pay for it. Yeah, there's the London Independence headline. Modern art was CIA weapon. Boom. And even if you like some of the art, Pollock and others, the point was they would even put some good stuff out. Pollock, of course, was one of them. That's been declassified, so that they could set the precedent of what art was, because you control style and art, you control everything. Not many people can hand paint a Rembrandt and capture the light and everything. A lot of people can do a Jackson Pollock. And boy, haven't they been successful, because once they get you to accept a Jackson Pollock that, five monkeys on PCP could paint easily, once you get them to accept that, well, then you can get them to accept Marilyn Manson vomiting on stage, talking about killing children. And, of course, it's just to be shocking from his level, but why did Sumner Redstone on record, I saw a PBS documentary about this, for 5 years promote him when it was losing ratings and other nasty stuff till it caught on? Because it's an agenda, it's an order, it's a program, it's a plan. So gangster rap, listen, in 1945, you can look the numbers up, there was less illegitimacy in the black community than there was in the white. Less babies out of wedlock. You fast forward to 2014, right at 90% of blacks are born illegitimately. You say, and the spin is, why are you against single mothers? No, just scientific fact. 3 to 4 times more likely to be in prison or on drugs or to die or commit suicide, yada, yada, yada. We all know it. The point is, nobody's bashing single mothers. The point is, they're engineering the society to break it, because it's not a broken system. It's Agenda 21, Cloward and Piven, writ large. Agenda 21, Cloward, and Piven are just program names for a few agendas within the whole agenda to balkanize, dumb down, turn us into thugs, turn us into mindless idiots, so that we won't stand up for anything. Blank slates of just worldly dumb people who will accept whatever's trending, whether it be University of Texas football, or whether it be self-mutilation, or whether it be Islamophobia, pick whatever version of it you want, or La Raza, Hispanic, Ku Klux Klan, La Reconquista, or New Black Panther Party, Justice Department funded. It's all dividing us. Why, they've got new shows about fishermen, Northerners against Southerners, and they've got shows about black against white and man against woman, and that's how you get ahead in the world, is getting to be part of a group and screwing over the other ones, while the globalists sit back, knowing that if we ever come together around the principles of liberty, if we ever click to that and come together around justice and freedom and honor, and that that's the real value, that's the real possession, prosperity follows, and then we have a new golden age of freedom, and then all these kleptocrats that have robbed us blind and stolen hundreds of trillions of dollars, and that are building giant FEMA camps now on record, and army manuals about mowing down crowds of people during collapse, none of that would have to happen. But I've watched the globalists in third world country and in old world countries and in Western countries now bring them down, destroy them to rebuild them in their image of tyranny. And so I can cover all this news, and I'm going to today. But until we pull back and look at the agenda of the ruling class that is not capitalist, that is not free market, they do everything they do under that guise while they fund the socialists, the fascists, the totalitarians, the communists, as Carol Quigley wrote in the mid-1960s in Tragedy and Hope, 1,100 pages long. We sell the book back in print at InfoWarsStore.com if you dare read it. The head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor when he joined the Central Intelligence Agency and was sent to London, England with Hillary, his fake arranged marriage, classic spy, it's all declassified, who Bill Clinton thanked in his inauguration. Carol Quigley explains it all, and he thought the public was so dumb. He argued for its public publishing, and at first it wasn't. He argues in the book that the public should be told about the world government plan, the eugenics plan, and he said the public is so dumb they're not going to want to know. Those that do want to know will want to join us. You might want to read it. It's 1,100 pages long. You want to know what runs the world, how everything operates? Read Sabrina Brzezinski's 5 books. Read Alvin and Heidi Stoffler's books, which puts a pop spin on it, but you'll find out. I mean, listen, what you're hearing from me is not my opinion. That's what I keep trying to get across to all of you out there. They are putting poison in the water. They are putting nanotech garbage and cancer viruses and microplasms in the vaccines. They are brain damaging the public. I mean, you're in a... You know about all the secret testing on the troops and minorities and poor people? You know about Hitler? You know about the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute? Everybody knows the Rockefellers funded Hitler. That's even pop culture. Well, who do you think runs this country? By the way, there was a big earthquake. I haven't even gotten to that, obviously, a 6.0 that hit up in Northern California but also shook San Francisco. We're going to talk about that some. But did you know that the Baroness Philippine de Rothschild, one of the heads of the Rothschild family, reportedly tied into trillions of dollars? A very interesting lady. She died yesterday right up there in Sonoma County where the earthquake centered. Thought that was an interesting coincidence. You might want to go look her up. Just type her in. She always wore necklaces. She wore a Baphomet and a devil around her neck at all times. We have that up on screen. Just a side issue. And yeah, they did release in a fashion magazine last year some Rothschild photos, like Eyes Wide Shut stuff, but never mind all that. You know, Stanley Kubrick, he was just the director. Even though we've talked to his daughter that won't talk to anybody else, and she told me quite a bit of stuff. I don't know why I'm always told this stuff, I'm not allowed to talk about it. But anyways, the point is these are very nice people. And there you go. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. You can make of all that what you will. Now, we're going to go to break and get back to the serious news when we come back. Here's the headline of the Washington Post. Was Putin right about Syria? Why, Al-Qaeda's taken over everywhere in Syria and everywhere else, and we've got to bomb them. Wow, was Putin right? As the West tries to start a war with Russia, that's all coming up, and we'll go into Obama Gulf while CIA runs ISIS plan to strike the U.S. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Radio!
This evening, we are dispatching reporters to California to cover the state of emergency that's been declared there. I'll be covering that live with our reporters on the ground tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, Paul Watson, and others reporting here on the transmission. Northern California rocked by a magnitude 6.0 earthquake. Widespread power outages have been reported. AP says strong California quake causes injuries and damage. It's been 25 years, says the federal government, since California or Northern California was hit by an earthquake of this magnitude. The largest earthquake to hit the San Francisco Bay Area in 25 years sent scores of people to hospitals, ignited fires, damaged multiple historic buildings, and knocked out power to tens of thousands in California's wine country today. Injuries, fires after 6.0 quake rocks Napa. State of emergency declared, according to NBC Local. Pray for those out there in California. 6.1, now they've upgraded it from 6.0, kind of like what happened in Japan with Fukushima, kept getting upgraded. Magnitude quake centered in Napa felt throughout Northern California. So that is some of the news on that front. And we see hurricanes and earthquakes and things like that. Hey, no one can ever keep you perfectly safe. And when government acts like it's their job and that they're there to, quote, keep you safe, even though they take your freedom, that's a lie. Government is there to protect your freedom, not your life. And government has no responsibility historically and cannot protect you. That's why we have a Second Amendment. They've gotten rid of the right to keep and bear arms in almost every country in the world, except for Switzerland and the United States. Very limited rights in places like Australia. We need to reverse that. Just throwing that in. That I mean, I hear talk radio and see Fox News and CNN and, oh, my gosh, ISIS is so scary. Oh, my gosh, I'm so scared they're going to get us. When I was watching a Vice report online of the al-Qaeda leaders, that's what it is. They're al-Qaeda. They have al-Qaeda flags. They say they're al-Qaeda. They're like, I will kill all the Americans. No one can stop me. I am invincible. We took over Rome and sacked Rome in 410. And the Visigoths, led by Alaric in 410, sacked Rome. Islam didn't exist in 410. I mean, these people are just literally whacked out nutballs. But who else do you think responds to this propaganda to go join a radical force who's protected and given weapons by NATO, and then later NATO will go and kill them, letting the main force escape always? So again, it's not like they're like, hey, we're friends playing cards together. No, our troops will die fighting them, and they will die fighting them, and they're running around chopping heads off and the rest of it. I mean, it's just amazing. Saudi Arabia publicly is funding them while being on the news today saying they're having a summit on how to end the crisis. Again, if you don't know what a Shiite and a Sunni is, you better learn. Or don't watch mainstream news and let them lie to you. God bless him, George W. Bush. A year before he left office, was in a press conference with Mohammad Karzai at the Rose Garden, and he said, Iran runs al-Qaeda, and we've been fighting them in Afghanistan. Isn't that right, Mohammad Karzai? And Karzai said, Your Excellency, I apologize. We played the clip here, but Iran is Shiite, al-Qaeda is Sunni-based, and Iran is actually helping us fight the Sunni. And Bush said, no, it is you that is incorrect. You can find that clip. I mean, Bush knew what was going on. It's part of manipulating the American people. And I'm not saying Iran's good either. Some people now send me emails or I see them on the street. They go, yeah, Alex, I know the plan is to get the Arabs all kill each other. So what? Oh, it's just Arabs? They're Muslims all over the world. The biggest Muslim countries are in Asia. Indonesia, places like that. And a lot of them are not that radical, folks, and we don't want to have a clash of civilizations. While the government imports as many as they can, but then is politically correct and says don't criticize even radical Islam, you get arrested for that in England. See, because they're just getting us all squared off like two chickens in a cockfight, two roosters, to kill each other. I don't want to play the game. I understand the game. I understand the scam. It's very elementary. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and others for hundreds of years would finance both sides of a war. They would sell weapons to both sides. That's what the New World Order does. And all you good old boys would go, well, good, let them have the Arabs kill each other. You know, they won't come over here and get us. They're overthrowing countries that are working with the West, like Egypt, to give the jihadis a base to menace us so our freedoms can be taken. And by the way, remember, over 90% of Homeland Security funding and training, this has been in the news, and Janet Napolitano and Jay Johnson or whatever his name is, the new head of it, they have all come out and said the vast majority of preparation is for who? Veterans, returning veterans, gun owners, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, libertarians. Basically, anybody that works hard and knows what America is all about and cares about basic freedom and the Second Amendment and private property and family. If you're a good person, the people taking over hate your guts because you're not going to like the new tyranny. They know you're the enemy they're going to be fighting because they're going to make it so bad. The Pentagon says this. They will fight the Tea Party. They will have a war. Not our average troops, but the people running our Pentagon. Pull it up. Do nothing but prepare to crush state legislatures, to arrest governors. Read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, 2007, expanded by Obama in 2010. It talks about taking over legislatures when states are in insurrection. Not just people. See, they pushed and pushed and pushed. They're going to push until we can't be pushed any further. And they plan to have us so disarmed, so balkanized, so dumbed down, so fighting with each other, with the borders wide open, with the dollar worthless, with a nuke goes off in a major city blamed on ISIS. Might be next week, might be 3 years from now. We know their game plan, so they can go on the news and pose as saviors. We're going to fix it. We're going to take care of the race war. We're going to take care of the ISIS attack. We're going to arrest the black leaders. We're going to arrest the Tea Party leaders. We're not going to, we're going to go after the Mecha leaders and the Tea Party leaders. We're going to stabilize America. It's the National Stabilization Force. Just like, the West has to invade Syria and Iraq right now because ISIS, IS, Al-Qaeda in Iraq was its former name. It's running around murdering tens of thousands a month. It's killed 300 plus thousand in Syria. And look at them sawing people's heads off. Why, we've just got to do something right now. Why, there's crack cocaine and heroin all over our streets being flown in on C-130s and landed at U.S. military bases. Came out in 1972 in Congress in the church hearings. In 1974 and 5, came out in 1997 in the CIA Inspector General report. I watched it on C-SPAN. Now, almost all the cocaine was shipped in by our government. And then jeepers creepers, you got a bunch of coked up nutballs running around. Your daughter's going to be a whore to pay for the cocaine or the smack. And why, we got checkpoints everywhere to stop them drugs and stop that Al-Qaeda and stop them illegals and stop everything else they brought in and they created. A little secret of criminology is actually well known. You know who the first people they look at in a big fire, a big arson, especially of a government building? You know who they look at first? They look at who called it in first. Because criminals like to then get the thrill of sitting there talking to the police and the firemen. And then secondarily, they look at the firemen. I use a politically incorrect term. Just not to, bash women, but just to show that I still have free speech. Firemen! Firemen! Are the number two suspect in any arson. You know who the number one suspect was for blowing up the Capitol building to declare martial law in Germany? Oh, it was the Nazi Party, and they did it. That's declassified. Oh, how'd they start World War II with Poland? They blew up their own military bases, Operation Himmler. It's mainstream news. Might want to look it up. See, I'm telling you how the world works here. Game over if you just listen. Game over if you discover it. Game over for the globalists. But if you don't figure it out, they're going to take your pension funds. They're going to take your freedom. They're going to take your health. They're going to socially engineer you seven ways to Sunday. I haven't even gotten into it yet, though. Here's the headlines. Now they're spinning it. Oh, we've got to intervene with Syria to take out Al-Qaeda. Was Putin right about Syria, saying Al-Qaeda's evil? U.S. strikes in Syria against Islamic State would be hindered by intelligence gaps. Oh, we need more troops there. That would fix it. Then, of course, they'll attack Assad and claim he was involved with them. U.S. set to launch airstrikes on senior ISIS leaders in Syria. Why? Why? The very same group they opened the door for and armed. Full spectrum dominance. Create the crisis worldwide. Burn down the planet. And then offer your planetary regime, your antichrist, as the answer. And the state-run churches will all hail him and fall to their knees.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.